Just a quick question. The if I based on what I understand now, all four circles are there in a human being at the same time, and then it's because delusion is very thick that we are stuck at the external form and the mundane mind circle, and then we're not sensitive to the true mind or the non-existence of the Buddha nature, but all four circles are always in the our daily living. When we are going about, all four circles are always there.
Within our form and mind, along with whatever, you can cease the mind, the mundane mind, to realize the third circle. Then, through the wisdom, cease completely even the pure awareness to realize Nibbana, which is the unconditioned. And those sainthood way, they only touch the source, understand, for a glimpse or a moment or a very short period. But they haven't located the gateway to the nature. That's why they don't understand what that second circle is, the pure awareness nature. They only have a glimpse or a certain brief moment of the cessation, but they don't have any understanding of what the awareness nature is and capable of. That one is actually your true mind, your pure awareness nature, that is capable of a lot of cultivation, understanding. That one is very amazing. That one, only the bodhisattva who take the bodhisattva way develop that nature's cultivation. To do that, you need to silence everything and do the fourth support, trust. Trust your true mind, the true nature, to develop the meditative movement to locate the gateway to our nature. It's somewhere inside your heart area. But you must silence everything, stay there, and let it detect and let it move. Then when it detects, a lot of things will happen. Your external yin-yang energy, they will flow in and they will melt inside there and become pure energy. And then the internal transformation, the movement, the activity, all, it will start to happen. So this is how it can happen, and it's supposed to be understood so that the cultivation of the sainthood way is understood, then the bodhisattva way also can be understood, then the whole training can be developed. Yeah. So what Sui has explained is very good, the sharing. Most living beings, you are trapped at the third and the fourth circle, means your mundane mind is very active, and to you the phenomenal world of consciousness is like very real. This is where everything happened. This is what existence is. So this is life, where the three period of time through delusion the mundane mind create. But through meditation, when you realize that all these three period of time, they are still within the field of thought, still within consciousness, is not the true mind that can go beyond thought, beyond the psychological memory time, the thinking, that can realize the true mind, to sitting as they are, to comprehend all this, to understand all the creation and the movement, to awaken. Then when the mundane mind realizes itself and sees, that's how the cessation of form and mind leading to Nibbana take place. So when that wisdom that realizes itself and sees, then the mundane mind sees, then during that time when it goes through the Nibbanic process, the pure awareness also sees. That's why you have a glimpse of the Buddha nature, the source, the original nature. So this is how it happened. But for the bodhisattva way cultivator, the great beings, the bodhisattva, they will cultivate the second circle, the pure awareness nature, until the second circle become very, very supremely powerful, luminous. Then this nature, once it transforms to that, they would have reached what the Bodhisattva has to go through, the five stages of Bodhi mind development. So when the stage one, when you plant the seed of Bodhi, is the second circle that plant the seed of Bodhi. Yeah. Then the Bodhi mind that can develop all the wisdom to endure and severe all suffering is also developed through here, the second circle. Then the second circle, it will reach more or less the pinnacle of cultivation when it hit the third stage of Bodhi mind development. Bodhi mind that can illuminate that nature means when you plant the seed of Bodhi and develop all the wisdom, cultivation and the perfection until you can severe and endure all suffering, then you continue with that third stage of Bodhi mind development to illuminate that nature. And when you can illuminate that nature, you become very beautiful. That whole nature is like completely illuminated, and you understand all the like secret inside there. You develop the understanding, like all the Dhamma door open already. You have the master key already. Then you can connect all the teaching, the understanding, everything, the mundane and the supra mundane. Then from there, your nature become very powerful, very different. Then from there, they will move on to the fourth stage of Bodhi mind development, which is Bodhi mind that renounces samsara. So by then, today, to them, the Bodhisattva, samsara is nothing. People who don't understand may say it takes aeons and aeons and aeons. They're very scared to continue that training. No. To the great beings, the Bodhisattva, who have gone through the third phase of Bodhi mind development, samsara is so beautiful. They would have understood true emptiness is wonderful existence. Zhen kong miao you. That's how they become very different and they manifest so beautifully. So this is what the supreme vehicle cultivation, the Bodhisattva way, is all about. So hopefully with this four circle formation explanation, more and more understanding can arise for cultivator of the way who has the condition to go this way to develop the clear understanding and the faith. So I wish all Kayamita good progress and good condition to understand all this. It because of causes and conditions that this sharing is also supposed to be meant to be